We'll discuss today the question of a Shomer Sachar, when he's entitled to receive his schar, when he's not entitled to receive his schar, if something goes wrong, if he doesn't watch and nothing happens, is he still entitled to his schar? If he watches and it gets destroyed and he's Pasheya, or it gets lost by Gneva Aveda, or it gets lost by Onus, in which of these scenarios is he entitled to schar? In which of these scenarios is he not entitled to schar, and how much schar? So the discussion begins with a Gemara in Bava Metzia. The Gemara going on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that on avadim, shtaros, karkos, nekdeshos, a bunch of dinim apply. Shemarchina meino nishba, nesesachar and mishalim. Basically, for our purposes, none of the dinim shomrim apply, except possibly pshia, according to the Rambam. But the rest of the dinim shvuos and tashlumen don't apply. The Gemara has a kasha. The Gemara says, "Bnei ha'er shesholchu shekleihen." People from some city send their machzah shekels through a shliach. V'nignevo sheavdu. Gnevo aveda happens to the shkalim when they're in the custody of the shliach. So imi shenitruma truma nishbain legizbarin. Imlo nishbain lebnei ha'er. Depends whether the truma has taken place or not. Maybe we'll get into that a little bit more later. But either way, they take a shvua. So the Gemara says, "What shvua?" We just said there's no shvuah on hekdeshes. These shkalim are hekdeshes. So the Gemara says, "Amar Shmuel halacha benosi sachar askina nishbain litol schar." You're right. The shvuah is not for tashlumen. Rashi says, "Loli patrimi tashlumen he." There's no din shvuah sashamrim. Rather, the shvuah is in order to entitle him to collect his schar. The Gemara goes on. The Gemara says, what the Gemara says, why is he collecting his schar? Shomer sachar b'gneva aveda chiyuvim chayev. He's chayev for gneva aveda. So why is he getting schar? So the Gemara says, hacha nami nihi deshlumei lamashalmi. Even though this is hektish, the Gemara fears the question. Even though this is hektish, and there won't be tashlumen for gneva aveda because nasi sachar ain't mashalim. The shomrim don't pay tashlumen for gneva aveda. Lekuli amla, maybe pshia, but certainly not gneva aveda. So agrayu mi alafsid. Since had this not been a hektish. He's chayav gnev and aveda. Now that it is hektish, he should forfeit his schar. So the Gemara names on that if shkolim of hektish gets stolen, then the shliach wouldn't have to pay, the shomer wouldn't have to pay, but he wouldn't be entitled to collect schar. The Gemara says, you're right. The case is nignevu b'listim mezuyan of dusha tavis v'nasa bayam. We're talking about an onus gomer, the type of onus, specifically the type of onus that even a shomer sachar is patur for, and therefore he is entitled to collect his schar. So the Gemara seems pretty clear that a shomer sachar on hektish and something happens to it. So if it's gnev, either way he's not chayev. But if it's gnev and aved, even though he's not chayev, he doesn't collect his schar. If it is an ones gomer like listed mezuyan, then he does collect his schar. And there's a shvua nishban litol scharan. If we don't know what happened, if we're not sure if it's, let's say, gnev and aved or pshia or listed mezuyan, he takes a shvua and he collects his schar. These points seem to emerge pretty clearly from the Gemara. And indeed, the Shach brings, B'Shem the Magid Mishnah, Kosev Rav Magid, that from this Gemara in Bava Metzia, Yesh Lilmo Shashomer Sachar Potter Bonesim, Mikol Makom Emnenas Reza Loev Zitzcharo, El Yishba Shenenas Menotel Zitzcharo. The Gemara is Tomen Hektish, but the Gemara explicitly makes the point that if it's Nignav B'listim Mezuyin, he's Nishban Menotel Zitzcharo. So you see two things. You see he doesn't forfeit his Schar, and you see that he's Neman on his Schar, B'shvua. First of all, just minor point, we discussed this a little bit.
What was the second one?
He's neman. First of all, if you know for sure that it was an ones, he's entitled to his schar and b. If you don't know exactly what happened, he's neman b'shvua to be what we discussed. He's neman to be noted to say it was an ones, legabe being noted to his schar with a shvua.
Even though something, he still gets his schar.
I don't remember exactly what I said.
I'm saying, well, what's the chiddush over here again?
The chiddush is he's not paying for it. We'll discuss a little more what the chiddushim are when this applies. But even though he's not paying for it, so the Baal Bayis is out the entire property, and Imkal Zeh, he's also getting paid, adding insult to injury, telling the Baal Bayis you're out of luck, and pay him for the schar. So we discussed this a little bit in the last few days. What is this shvu exactly? My commission has arrived from the Gemara, but what? Mar doesn't really explain what din shvua is this to allow him to collect his schar. So it's an interesting shar mishpat back in Siman Reish Chav Zayin in Hilchos Arna. Halach over there is if a person is nisana, he has to claim ona within a certain share, within the share of Kishiyar Latagar. He has a certain time limit. After that, there's a presumption he's mochel. If that time passes, it's too late to claim ona. However, if there was an onus and for some reason he was unable, the share is Kishiyar Latagar, to show it to an expert or Lakrova, to show it to someone who knows the price, and since you had the choice to show it to that person and you didn't do so, if you wait that long, you're mochel. If you were nenas and you were unable to show it to a tagar within that share, then the time is extended. Shulchan Aruch Paskins like that, that if you're nenas, then you can still claim ona. However, the burden of proof is on you. If you claim that you were nenas and you couldn't make it to the tagar, you have to prove it, and you're not neman otherwise. Direct the Shar Mishpat, Hilcha Shomer Sachar, Paskin in the Torah. Shomer Sachar is neman to say that he was nenas. So why isn't the lakech neman to say, the malcher, whoever it is, why isn't the person neman to say that he was nenas and couldn't get to a tagar? Typically the lakech. So, says the Shomer Mishpat, the obvious chiluk, maybe you'll tell me, a Shomer Sachar is nishba normally to patra himself. He's the muksuk, he's nishba v'niftar. All the shvuos derais are nishba v'niftar. Mashenkin here, the lakech typically paid the money already. It could be he still has the money, but the normal case is he paid the money. In that case, he wants to be motzi the money from the balabayas. That's nishba v'notel. Maybe then he has no nemanus. Says the Shar Mishpat, not a good teretz, because here we see in this din of the Magen Mishnah, we see in this din that all the posts can pretty much accept, that based on the Gemara, that a Shomer Sachar is nishba v'notel scharan. Even when he's not the muksuk, a Shomer Sachar is neman to say that he was nenas, even though he's not the muksuk. So if a Shomer Sachar can make a shvua to be notel schar from the balabayas, why can't the lokech be nishba that he was nenas in order to still collect a refund from the mocher? Says the Erech Shai over there that, wait a second, he says, what shvua is this in the first place? This shvua of Shomer Sachar, according to the Magen Mishnah, according to the Gemara, is nishba v'notel. What shvua is this at all? It's a shvua sa-notlim, it's a shvua sa-mishnah, it's a shvua of motzi yotzeras b'rishus, like the Nesiva says. He says he saw the Nesiva says the same thing. And the truth is, the first one to say this is actually, I don't know about the first, but the earliest one I know of who says this is the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua asked it for a kasha, yesh la'ayin, he says, Shvuazu mativa. He says, if you're neman, you're neman. You're not neman, you're not neman. Who made up such a shvua, he says. So he struggles with this, and he comes out that it's a takanas chachamim. Midin Torah, you'll be neman below shvua. Chachamim said you need a shvua, like the other nishban v'notlin in the Mishnah. I don't know if he is madgish the idea of motzi yotzos b'rishus. Adrabah, he's mashma the mikra, didn't be neman without a shvua. And so he says so. He says, Shvuah zot takanas chachamim midin Torah no tel schar below shvuah. Then the Sivas goes all the way around. That midaraisa, you wouldn't be neman at all. The Rabbanan gave you the right, like motzi yotzos and lechsei ishto, to be neman with a shvuah. But anyway, all three of them, the Derech Shai, the Sivas, the Pnei Yeshua, all learn this is a takanas chachamim. It's a shvuah samishna nishban v'notlin, and the Sivas and the Derech Shai amadgish. It's specific to motzi yotzos b'rishus, and therefore avade it does not apply in the case of mocher and lakech and holchazar. No, it has no shaychist over there. There's no stam din that a person could be motzi money based on a taina that he was nenas with a shvuah. It's only over here where Chazal Masak and a shvuah is a mishnah. We discussed the Chazam Sefer, who seems to learn also that it's a din miyuchat to Shomer Sachar. Not clear exactly what he means, but according to his hezber, he says, Zeu b'chlal schiru shemashalim l'schar shegishmar yishpa. That's part of the tour of Shomer Sachar. And he takes a shvuah and he's notel l'schar. Whatever exactly he means, it also seems that he would not necessarily be able to apply his shvuah to arbitrary other places throughout Chash Mishpat as a Shar Mishpat Tor. The Shar Mishpat did apply it over there. Not sure what he held. He seems to have understood that it's some general klal in halacha that a person who has a tain against somebody else and it's based on a claim of nanas is able to take a shvua even to be motzi money for reasons that are not clear. Now, an interesting question that a number of Rakhonim discuss, and there's no clear consensus on this, is the Gemara is talking about a case where it was Nignav or Nevad. A Shomer Sachar Behedya, it would be Chayav for Nignav or Nevad. A Shomer Sachar Behektish is not. So then he loses his char. But if he was nenas, then he gets his schar. What's the halacha by a shomer sachar behediot who is nignav or nevad and he pays, or even pshia, and he certainly pays pshia or gnev and aveda, a regular shomer sachar, he's paying. Does he also have to forfeit his schar or not? There are different ways to express the lamdus or the tzadi ashayla. You can declare whether the schar he's getting paid is for the work of Shmira, like a poel, like some poskim say, that's why you can be chosen for a Shomer Sachar, because it's like a poel. Or maybe you can say that the schar of a Shomer Sachar is for the insurance. I'm paying you for the risk, for undertaking the risk of of being chayav for more things. The Gemara uses the lashon lahachi yaver l'chagra keichid in natural contingency yisarta. Again, the pashas might mean for the tircha for staying up all night, he's b'yam achlani charev, or it could mean for the added risk. A shomer sachar is chayav in a lot more cases than a shomer chinam. One way to express the shaila. I saw at least one of the acharonim says that said the reason you should have to pay is because even if you're paying tashlumin, adam rotzi mekav shelo, a person would still rather have his actual property. The Gemara had svaras of kushur dechiyusa or tercha, but whatever it is, assuming you're not paying for that, that's good for a reason because you still did an avla to him. So if you're not paying for those things, or even without that, adam rotzi mekav shelo, that itself is something we find in chashur mishpat. You can't just that would be a reason not to get paid. Yeah, reason why he should forfeit his chayar, even if you're basically getting paid for the insurance policies, because kosof, I'm not whole. I don't have everything I had before. It might be a tzad not to. In Cain, maybe it would depend on something that shayach, these types of svaras or not. If I made you a shomer on an envelope full of cash and you lost the envelope and you refund the cash to me, you can't tina that I'm sad because I don't have the original bills. I mean, nobody cares. So maybe then it would be different. I'll call upon him. The achronim are not always madgish exactly what the shayla is. But we find that Achronim come down in different places on both sides of the Shiloh.
Wasn't this Gemara Mashma that had nothing to do with Hekdesh that was asking the question? The line said, he shouldn't get paid.
Well, that was who he was Nanas over there.
Well, the before the Gemara was Mechadish Nanas, the original Gemara said Nignav or Nevad. Before the Gemara was Mechadish, Lutz Mizuyin and Tosmas Mayam, the Gemara held it was regular Gnav and Aved. And the Gemara said, Mara's lashon was Hanignivo Shavdu Katani Vishamar Sarkhmi Nevaved the Chiyuvim Chayev Hakanami Didish Lomay Lomishal Grammy Alav. Some Achronim tried to be medayik from the Arichus Lashon Gemara. I don't remember even which way they tried to be medayik. You're saying you think the simple Lashon Gemara would be Mashma, which way?
That you forfeit your style.
By a regular shomer too.
Yeah.
Oh, wasn't the issue of the whether or not you are going to have to pay? Whether or not the shomer is going to have to pay?
Well, the Mara originally came with the Hanachal that he doesn't have to pay. So the Mara was Mechadish at Teshuvah as Nishban Litol Scharan. Then the Gemara asked, why is he Neman Litol Schara if it was Taka Gnev and Aveda? His claim is Gnev and Aveda. Why does it even work to be Nitol Schara if it was Gnev and Aveda since Baalma Shomer Sarka would have to pay? It doesn't make sense that he should get his Schara. So he'll be Medaik that it's Mashma, even by Shomer Sarka Baalma, he also wouldn't get his Schara in addition to. I'm not sure. Okay, we have to read them more carefully. The Achronim do try to make these diukim. But just quote some of the Gedolei Achronim, what they say about this question. The Ketzos HaChoshen. One line basically buried in the middle of a cheshbon he's making, also actually coincidentally in Hilchas Onah. Shomer Sarka, the Ketzos says, Derech Agav in his pilpul, he says, Kain hu kol shomrei schar, im shomru karoi, no tel scharo, vim nignav or nevad, below shomru karoi, mishalmut mea chayfetz, umafsidin schar. Both things happen. They pay for the chayfetz and they forfeit a schar, takes that for granted, doesn't think he has to bring any rias to that. He just throws it out, kilachar yad. In the Yad Elio, or Elio Regoler, he is not quite sure. He talks about the case of Shomer Sachar that's supposed to get paid. He talks about both cases, Pasha, Nignav. Some Achronim discuss whether there might be a chiluk between Pshi and Gnev and Aveda, but we're not going to get into any actual chiluk like that in this discussion, but he uses the Lashon Pasha. He says, first, he says, in a case where there's no svar of kushra d'chiyusa, something which is no difference between a new one and the old one. So can the shomer say, I'm paying you, so my echpat lach, you have exactly what you had before. And even if there is kushra d'chiyusa, he says, maybe self call self, I'm paying you for the animal, and that's what I'm paying you for, I'm still entitled to my schar. He's not sure. Then he clears the other shayla we mentioned briefly, about which there is less discussion in the achronim. The other shayla, gam yeshli safik, he says, finin tushmir at all. He just slept all day. Learned all day. Mikol makom lo nignav. He was lucky. He had tiyata d'shmaya. Nothing happened to the chayfetz. Can he say my ichpat lach? You have your original chayfetz. You don't even have a replacement. You have the same one. Heilichi shalcha. Or can the mafkid say I'm paying you for being shomer? I'm not paying you for. Sounds almost like those are his two tzadim. Am I paying you to make sure that I'm whole at the end of the day, or am I paying you ba'ad shmir rascha? We're still about that too. Try to bring a raya from. Another part of that sugya in Azov, I didn't really understand his raya, he's matcha the raya, he doesn't really have any yishuv. As I said, about the second shaila, there's, I think, much less discussion in the poskim. The Pesach Choshen also brings the shaila up, it sounds like he didn't see the Yad Elio. He says, Yesh la'ayin b'shomer sachar shlo shomer, nothing happened, does he get his schar? But he says, maybe not. Schar shmira should be like schar malach. If you don't do the job, why should he be entitled to get schar? This is after we had a long discussion on the other shaila of whether if it got stolen and you are paying for it, whether you still get the schar or not. But here, if nothing happened to it, he's not sure. Maybe not. He has different stadim, and he doesn't bring any Maran Mekomis on this. He just says Yesh Lion, he's Rayas, Madcha the Rayas. He doesn't know. The earliest one who seems to discuss the first shaila, Lehedya, is the Meiri. The earliest one I saw anybody bring is the Meiri. He's going on a Gemara in the end of the sixth parak, famous Gemara. The Gemara says that there were workers, there were Hanush Gulai, they were carrying this Chavias Bishar for Rabbi Bar Chana or Chanan or Huna, and it says that they broke it. Shail in the post, can they broke it Pepshia? Not Pepshia, what happened exactly, but they broke it by often that they would have been Chayef. So maybe Cain Gnev Aveda, maybe Pshia, maybe they weren't Naman, Bashua, whatever the case was, but often that they would have been Chayef. So it says, Shachal Glimayu. He sees their garments, their coats, their glimas, as a mashkin or as payment for the hezik that they did. He held they were Chayef. So Asu Amru L'Rav, they complained to Rav, they said he took away our glimas. Amarle Havlu Glimayu. Give it back to them. Amarle Dina Hachi. That's not the din. The din is that they're chayef to me, so I can take their glima. I'm like, in leman telech b'derech tovim. It's not the real din, but leman telech b'derech tovim. Discussed other times what this gemara means, what's in, what's in, the whole sugya of l'mishur sadin. This is one of the main gemaras of l'mishur sadin. But roughly speaking, he told them basically, it's not the din. You're right, but you should do it anyway. So yav lug v'mayu. He returned their coats. Amrule ani anan tarchin and kuleyama kafina and las l'midi. We're poor, we worked all day, we're hungry, we have nothing to eat. Some achronim understand that what the Gemara is about to say is limited to this case. They literally don't have even one meal, even food for that day. Amrle is good. In that case, zil have a grayu. Pay them too. Amrle dinachi, is that really the din? So again, same idea. Amrle in Archa Siddiqim Tishmar, basically you're right. Not the regular din, normal din, you'd be right. But again, at the end of the same pasuk, Archa Siddiqim Tishmar, do it, roughly speaking, with the Mishur said din. So the Gemara itself doesn't seem to be any absolute diuk, absolute raya, or even not so absolute raya to our question, but the Meiri, Tocha Dvarim, in his explanation of the Gemara, the Meiri says, Lehedya, that when he told him, Havli Agrayu, and it's before from the Gemara, that was not the din, it was only Archazikim Tishmar, the Mikra din, he would not have had to pay them, says the Meiri, that's only because really they should have been chayef to him, but he already told them to let them go because of Laman Telech B'derech Tovim. In such a case, the din would be, he certainly shouldn't pay them the schar. However, says the Meiri, if either one of the following two cases, if either they would have been patur, because the taka would have been ba'onis, then they would have been nishpa, that they were nenas, then avadi would owe them the schar meikra din, not because of archa tzidikim tishmar. And moreover, the Meiri says v'chein, he says black and white. Rav Shlomo Tena brings this in his Birka Shlomo, in the schayvu l'shalim v'shalmu menakin scharam min atashlumen. Had they been chayev to pay, had he taka been chayev them, had they actually been paying, then avada. We would be menaka the schar that he owes them from the tashlumen meikra din, not al tarchas dikim tishmar, which is another way of saying he would be chayef schar to them had they been paying him for the damage. So the Meiri is black and white that you are chayef schar if they're paying you, you're not chayef schar if they're not paying you. There's a tshuva.
And what about if they're not chayef at all?
Not chayef at all. So if they're nenas, then about you pay them. The same thing as Magen Mishnah with that. In either of those two cases, even if they're not chayiv at all, or if they're chayiv and they are paying you, then you have to pay them. If the only time you don't pay them is if be'etzim they should be chayiv and they're not paying you, then you don't pay them. Mikra din, except for Achzidik and Tishma. There's a tshuva of Ramosha that I've long had trouble with. Ramosha talks with this Gemara. Ramosha is trying to argue, if to see how this stems with other sugyas of the Mishur Sadin, not our sugya today. Ramosha is making the case that Midas Chasidus, Lefim Mishur Sadin, it's not the Dayan's job to tell people what to do. To emotzi money based on Midas Chasidus, that's not what the Dayan does. So what was the Dayan doing here? So Ramosha explains he was doing two things. First, he was telling them, don't collect from them. I'm not going to tell you to emotzi money based on Midas Chasidus, but don't go around being Tavea them, don't go seizing their glima. If they can't pay, they can't pay. Leave them alone, give them back their glima. That much I could tell you to do. What about the schar? Why is he telling them to pay the schar? So Ramosha explains, that was the Shach Matayin of the Gemara, he says. Originally, when the Dayan told him, give them back the Glima, what he thought, what the Shoyal thought was, what Rabbi Rachana thought was, he was telling him, leave them alone, don't steal, don't grab their clothing if they're so poor and they can't pay, just leave them alone. However, the Chov is still toiv. They get rich someday, then you'll come back and be tovei them. But today, you leave them alone. So he thought that the chov, their chov to him is still intact. The mele, he thought that he still shouldn't pay them schar, because as long as they be'etzim are chayev to him for the hafsid, he shouldn't be chayev schar to them. The maskana of the Gemara was, he told him, zil hav le'agrayu, he told him, no. When I'm telling you to leave them alone because they're poor, I'm telling you to be mochel the chov legamri, mochel the chiv that they have to you. And what Ramosha says, once you're mochel that chov, once there's no longer any chov that they have to you for the hafsid, at this point, you're chayev mi'ikra din to pay them schar. Moshe's language is, the maskana of the Gemara is, where Moshe says, mitzad archa tzedikim tishmar, you should be mochel the chov to them legamri, because they're aniyim, and they might get rich, yeah, but people don't get rich that often, just leave them alone, and just write off the chov legamri. Mela, once you do that, it's only a chashash racha, to be mochel at legamri, umamela, where Moshe says, me'achar sha'alecha limchol harim achuyim ato l'shalem hem agrayu midina, kimet shehem ein chayavim l'chak klum. Once they're not chayav anything to you, umamela, you're chayav to them, me'ikra din. Now, I have long found this tamua, because, again, if they're not chayev to you because they're nanas, then fine. Then we have the Magen Mishnah that you're chayev schar to them, ikra din. But if they batsim were pasheya, they batsim did something they should be chayev. So even if you mochel them the tashlumin, they don't owe you for the hefsid, but they were fart pasheya. So who said you should pay them the schar? Why should you pay them schar if they were pasheya? It should be like hektish, where if they're pasheya, even gnev and aveda, even though they're not chayev tashlumin, but you're zicher not chayev to them. So here they were mamash pasheya. Aruch HaTzadikim says, be mochel them. Tell them, I know you were pasheya, you're not chayev. But mechet tesi, that just because you mochel their chiyuv tashlumin to you, that means that you don't owe them any money.
He's clearly saying it's only after the fact.
Only?
After, once you're mochel, then now you have to pay them. It's not that he holds that you anyways have to pay them, like those shitas.
I think it's pretty clear. His lashon, you can read the tshuva, it's a little tricky, but his lashon is, that's how he says it.
Why is
it
even the
Miri
though?
What do you mean?
The Miri had said once they're paying you, you pay them also. So
well, the Miri says that in the Gemara's case, you're only paying them Alf Midas Chasidus, not Mikra Din, because he learns it's only Archazik and Tishmer, it's not Medina. Moshe is trying to learn that Archazik and Tishmer can't be Machayev, you get to pay Mikra Din. He says that Medina, the Midas Chasidus, is never Machayev people to pay money Mikra Din. And Dayan doesn't tell people pay money if it's only Midas Chasidus. Moshe is trying to say this was Mikra Din. Since Archazik and Tishmer says you should be Mochel them, that Archazik is Machayev, that you should be Mochel other people, and once you Mochel them, then the Chiyuv on you to pay them comes back Medina.
Say though that in a case where you're not doing this chasidus and they're gonna pay you.
If they're actually gonna pay you, right, then you're gonna pay them Medina, yes.
So that means that you have a chiyuv to them, no? Doesn't that mean you
when they're paying you, yes. That we'll see about more about that in a second. That many posts can say when they pay you, you pay them. The question is, but even the posts can say that when they pay you, you still have to pay them. Not like the Xos, like the other side in the Adelio, they still hold nothing what the Gemara says about Hektish, that if they don't pay you, you don't pay them. So they're machalic between whether they're paying you or they're not paying you. So I would have said, in the case where you're mochel them, that should be like they're not paying you, so you shouldn't pay them. Even I'm being nice enough to be mochel, but they're not paying me, so Ramosha somehow seems to have understood, once you're mochel them, it's right. It's just the same as Kilu, they're paying you, and Mela, since if they pay you, you pay them. I guess that sounds like that's what he held, but it's a much bigger Chiddush, to say that even when they're not paying you, Bapoil. A similar thing we find in Rabbi Akiva Eger. Rabbi Akiva Eger is actually going on the Gemara we did in the beginning of this man, on Daf Tzadi Gimel, the Shaila about List of Mizuyin, the Shaila about List of Mizuyin, Yibay Elohu, List of Mizuyin, Varo Mizuyin, Mahu, and the Gemara, it is Nifshat, it's not Nifshat. Rabbi Akiva Eger is going within the Shita of right, the Rif says, Roa Mizuyin, can I list a Mizuyin? The Rif said Potter, and according to some poskim, at least it's a Bayad Lo of Shita. So the whole Shaila, but if Tfisa works, there is a Nafkamina to a Bayad Lo of Shita, there's no Nafkamina. So Rabbi Kveger had a Kasha, he wanted to say, even if you're going to tell me that Tfisa doesn't work, there still should be a Nafkamina, because since it's a suffix that it might actually be Pshia, so good. You're not going to make the shomer pay, but b'yidach gisa, when it comes to the question of the balabayas paying the shomer, then the balabayas can say, well, You're telling you don't want to pay for the animal because maybe it's not a pshia, but I'm telling you I don't want to pay you because maybe it was a pshia. So I don't want to pay you. That was Rick Rager's question. So there is an afkamina to the shayla. So that was Rick Rager's point. So the shayla, Rick Rager's correspondent, said, he wanted to say, we know the din is that any dan is chayavti is potter, misafik. But any dan praticha is chayav. Says the shayla, Balabayas could not say, misafik, I'm not going to pay you, because the Balabayas' chiyuv to the pael is vadai. And the p'tur from the Balabayas is chiyuv is a suffik. If the shomer was pasheyav, if listed mezuyin, barah mezuyin is a pshia, is not a p'tur, then the shomer has a p'tur. Male, the shoyel wanted to say, it's any dan pratich, and the Balabayas has to pay the schar. He vade has a chiyuv to pay schar, he has a suffik p'tur, and it's any dan pratich. Says Rabbi Kivager, very strong language for Rabbi Kivager, says Rabbi Kivager, shogag b'zeh ma'od. He says, even though it's true that if the shomer does pay for the para, then like the Meiri, he says, avad, you're going to be menaka, then the shomer is entitled to his char, meaning you're going to be menaka. Rabbi Kivager's lashon is, if he would pay for the para, he would pay in schiris. He would not have to take back some of the value of the para and pay out the schiris. That much he agrees to the Meiri. However, he says, in a case where the shomer is not paying for the para, and it's his fault, not he was an onus, it's a suffik pshia, and even on the side that it is pshia, he's not paying mikach suffik, mikach kimli, or whatever, mikach suffik he's not paying. Says Rik Veger, that's not a vade chiyuv in a suffik p'tur. If he was taka pshia, then dalmehacha the chiyuv, pay for the animal, there's no chiyuv in the first place. A balabayas doesn't owe the shomer anything if he was pshia and he's not paying. Says Rik Veger, it's any day mischayavti. If he was taka pshia, then the Balabayas is not mechuyev anything. If he was Poshea, then the Balabayas is mechuyev. He should be giving him the par, and he should be giving him back the schiris. Says Rabbi Kveger, it's any day mischayavti. But Rabbi Kveger says, lehedi like the Meiri, that if he is paying the par, he will have to pay for the schar. He will have to give him the schar, even though he did something wrong. It's a list of mezuyin, v'ra mezuyin is considered a pshia, or l'chalapach is g'nevet of aveda, and therefore he does owe him the schar. Mitzad sheni, if he's not paying for the para, Rik Veger Nemzon for Dover Pashut, Shogak Bazem Ma'od, if he's not paying for the para, then it's not a question of a p'tur. You're not just using his chiyuv to offset your chiyuv. The Pshat is no chiyuv at all. Rik Veger Nemzon, I don't know if it's Mamash's theory to Ramosha, but it's in Svar, it's kind of the opposite point of Ramosha. Ramosha apparently understood that if their p'tur, that your chiyuv exists independently of their chiyuv, if their chiyuv goes away, then your chiyuv is k'dekai kai. Ramosha says no. Insofar as he's Poshea, even though he's not paying, Rabbi Kveger is saying no. Insofar as he was Poshea, even if he's not paying for some reason, because Misafik, he's not going to pay, he can't make him pay, it's only a Safik. But insofar as he's Poshea, you don't have a Chiyuv to begin with. And then that's what I was asking in Ramosha, that even if you're Mochel their Chiyuv, Sof Kol Sof, you're not Mochel the Cheft of Pshia, it was a Pshia. If you'd be Masname Kara, you shouldn't be Chayav for Gnev and Aveda, you shouldn't be Chayav for Pshia, then in Lechinami. That's another discussion later on, that the Shach is going to bring in Simon Shenhei from the Maras Hasson, Machin Ephraim talks about it. There, this tack also a shayla nachronim. If you told the shomer up front that you don't have the chiyuvim of a shomer sachar, nachronim kler. Does that mean that you don't have the chiyuv to watch, but you still have the chiyuv tashlumen, or you forfeit your schar? I'm sorry. In the case where you're masna that you don't even have the chiyuv tashlumen of a shomer sachar, masna shomer chinam lias masna shomer sachar lias pater. In such a case, that you only masna that you should be pater from tashlumen, but the schari still mafsid, like hektish? Or do you say no? The hasna means that you have no consequences whatsoever from Gnev and Aveda. You're treated mamish like a shomer chinam with regard to Gnev and Aveda, and then you'd still be allowed to collect your schar. That's a shaila. So it could be, again, it could be Ramosha somehow understood that once he told him, because of Archa Tzadikim Tishmar, to be mochel the Gnev and Aveda, he meant somehow be mochel, it should become ois Gnev and Aveda. It seems very strange to say that, though. He told him they're poor, so they're not such bad people. I mean, they weren't poor at that point, necessarily. He didn't introduce poor until the next step in the Gemara. Kofar, he said, be mochel. So Ramosha seems to have understood that being mochel is like being masner, or it's like where they're actually paying you, while, I'm not sure, Misvara would have said fakar, Misvara would have said, more like Rick Vegas says, that if they're poshea, and they're not paying, even if they're not paying, Lamaisa, you're not going to be chayev to pay them their, not going to be chayev to pay them their schar. Turning to another sugya, another raya, some of the posts can bring legabe this shayla of whether a shomer sachar gets paid, in a case where he's, where the animal was nifsad and he's paying for it. There's a ritva, which the Achronim actually bring in Simon Shintes. We learned it last year. We'll get to that soon. The ritva is talking about a case of a shomer sachar who rented a sachar who rented an animal, Lalicha Bahar, to take onto a mountain. Instead, he was Mishana and he took it onto a Bikra or vice versa. So he did something wrong. And the mission is clear that very difficult sugya. Some of the Yesodis of Tchassim B'Shev Seth Abonis are there. But in any event, it's a Shver sugya. But the Mishnah says, in certain cases, you are Chayev. Licha Babikra, Licha Bahar, Mhochlika Chayev, Mhochma Pater. If something happened, which is more likely to happen on the place that you brought it to, Shaloka Din, you're Chayev. Al Tchassim B'Shev Seth Abonis, Al Tzadis Faris, whatever exactly the Chayev is, in certain cases, you are Chayev to pay for the para. The Prat, we're not even trying to get us. The point is, we're talking about a Socher who was Mishana from his contract. He did something that he was not entitled to do. Something went wrong with the animal, and he pays for it. So, what's the halacha? Is he also have to pay the rent? Does he have to pay for the animal and the rent? Or can you say, I'm paying for the animal, so I'm not paying rent? So the Ritva says, Pirish Mari, Chayabon, say you patra mischar. You don't pay schar. Ritva's medamet to a Gemara. The Gemara says, if I steal your Sfina and I just use it, halacha is Ratza Pichsa Notel, Ratza Schara Notel. I have the choice. I can collect either one. I can collect either the Hezek or the Schar, whichever is greater, obviously, whichever one I want better. But here also, once you're Mishana, we treat you like a Gazlan. Whatever Ketitza you had before, Batla Ketitzaso, the key phrase. Whatever Ketitza you had is Batel. Whatever promise to pay Schirus you had goes out the window. You become exactly like a Tokif Svinaso, and you don't owe any rent. Says the Yad HaMelech, the same thing applies in reverse. Here we're talking about the Chiv of the Socher to the Balabayas. In our Sugi, we're talking about the Chiv of Balabayas to the Shomer Socher. Says the Yad HaMelech, Atayinu Hach. The Yisod of Batlak Tzitzaso means that as soon as something goes wrong and the animal dies and you pay for it, we stop treating you as a person who has a contractual relationship and we treat you now simply as a Gazlan, someone who took someone's thing, Shalok Adin. So the same thing he says applies regarding the Chiv of the Balabayas to pay the Tashlumen of the Shomer Socher. That as soon as you are Mishana, he no longer owes you the schar. So here the Birkei Shlomo points out, and I was mechavin to this too, that the Yad HaMelech is a shtickle plia because he quotes the beginning of the Ritva and doesn't quote the end of the Ritva. The Ritva, after he brings this shita of Mori, he says, Yesh Merabos, you disagree. And the Ksos and the Sivas bring this, and the Ksos and the Sivas both seem to pass like this, and Simon Shintes. The Ksos and the Sivas say, it's not like the case of Tokus Fina. So even though both Shitas and the Ritva agree that Batlak Tzitzaso, as soon as you are Mishana and something goes wrong, you are Chaya for any Hafsedim. However, there still is a big difference that over there, Sof Kol Sof, you had no Tzitz at all. Over here, L'maisa, it was Yarad Betara Schirus. And even though that Tzitz is Batel, he says, here he says you do pay both. Here he says you do pay both for the... You pay both rent as well as the hefsid of the animal. Mikolakom, the Ritva makes a concession. Eino nosin schar kifimasha kotzatz. You don't pay the full value that you made up, kifimasha nena. Since the original contract is somewhat batel, shekvar batel ktsitsa, the male you pay like someone who was nena without a contract, and you pay kifimasha nena. Lzed dati nota, that's maskana of the Ritva, and this is the sheet of both of the ktsos and the nesivas, that a socher who's mishana and the animal is destroyed and he pays for it. He pays both the price of the animal as well as at least something for his chirus. So again, you can debate whether the Yad HaMelech's analogy is a good one to begin with, to compare the chiv of the socher to the balabayas, to the chiv of the balabayas, to the shomer socher. But insofar as it is an analogy, there are gufa two shitas here. And the maskana, the sheet of the poskim seem to accept, at least some of the poskim, is the latter sheet of the ksitza is not totally batel. It's batel that the exact number you paid is no longer binding, but you still have to pay something.
Can you say... There's no
Hana
over here.
That Bishlam over there, he had the para for a few days before he got to use it before it died. Mashen can hear, as Nesivas points out, that's the point I wanted to get to. I don't know if we'll have time. The Balabayas can say I wasn't really Nana at all. So even though Nesivas takes pains to explain that if I wasn't Pasheya, if I was Nanas, then you do owe me the money, that's when the ksitz is not bottled, because I wasn't Pashaya, then even though you weren't Nana, also Chaspa'olim, you still have to pay me because our ksitz is intact. Mashenkin, if the ksitz is bottled, even Lafi, the sheet of the Ritva, that you pay Mashanena, here the Zichr no Mashanena, you can argue there's no Mashanena, it's a good argument, Lachar, so you could learn, that's what the Yad HaMelech means, that the Zeraya from the first sheet of the Ritva, and even the second sheet is only else Mashanena, which doesn't apply over here. Yeah, Lachar, that's not a bad spark. So... Yeah. Okay. One last point. This is the point we just started discussing with Zechariah. One last point is one other discussion of the Rishonim about this sugya. This is a machlokas between the Mordechai and the Hagos Mordechai. The case they're talking about is someone sent a shliach with a job to do. He sent him with an igeres. He's supposed to go and deliver the igeres somewhere. And something went wrong on the way. Not clear exactly what. The language is... He was nosei igros, beschari, carrying letters, matzo tagar. Found a tagar. Not clear exactly what a tagar is. Some posts can at least understand that tagar means he found robbers or bandits on the road, and he was unsafe, unable to travel, so he had to turn around and return. Echshiya. So the Mordechai says that the shliach gets nothing, not even for the portion of the trip he already traveled, because the balabayas was not nena klum. Even though in certain cases in the Gemara, if the balabayas was nena, then he gets at least for the work that he did. Here, even though it's not his fault, he was nenas, he gets nothing. Brings a raya from a Gemara, we don't have time to get into it. But he says, here, he was lo nena klum, so he gets nothing. Frekta goes, Mordechai, li had yirakosiv nira, have a perish Gemara, not like that. Have a Gemara nazav, the Gemara we start with. The Gemara says, the Bnei Ha'er that sent their shkolim, nignavu and nevdu, midash luchim, and the halacha, they do get schar. Nishbon li tal scharan. Alma afalgav de'ein nen b'nei ha'er, shreitzrichin l'shkolim acherim, they're still entitled to get schar. As long as they take a shvu, as long as they weren't pasheya, they get schar. That's what he holds. We actually paskin like the Mordechai, not like that goes Mordechai in the Ramah and Siman Shin Lamed Hey. Ramah says, Shalach shliach in Igeres, imatzim ish nishlechu eila v'chazar, ein l'shliach klum. Not clear exactly what the Ramah means. It's long sma, nesivas, talk about exactly how the Ramah understood this case, but the Ramah is more or less at least bringing the din of the Mordechai, passing like the Mordechai itself, not that goes Mordechai, that for some reason it's not like the Gemara in Hazav. Over here, for some reason, the Mordechai paskin that you get nothing at all, even for what you already did. Because there was no Hanah. So how do you resolve the Mordechai with the Gemara? So the Tumim makes two points. First, the Tumim says that the Mordechai may have understood the Gemara, that when the Gemara said Nishbon Litol Scharan, it was going on the case of... The Gemara was primarily going, you have to see the Shachvatayah of the Gemara carefully, but he wanted to learn what was going on the case of Mishan Nitruma. The Truma was already taken. The halacha is, once the Truma was taken, all the original givers of the shekel are off the hook. They don't have to make it up anymore. So there he says that the shliach was mahana them. The shliach was mahana them, even though their shekel won't be used in the carbon, but lamaisa, they're off the hook. They're putter from any further obligation to give shkolim. The Gemara was going on that case. That's where the Gemara says, according to the Mordechai, Nishbon Litol Scharan. That, again, the actual tashlumen is not negeh, it's hektish, and they don't have to pay again anyway, so the actual tashlumen of the law shekel is not on the table, but tzchar, if it was an onus, they're entitled to get tzchar because they were mahan of them. Masha'en kain, if they were not mahan of them, then they don't get tzchar at all. Lefizeh would come out, Magen Mishnah says you see from this Gemara, that if a shomer sachar is nenas, wasn't his fault, list to mezuyin, then he's nishbon li tzcharan. That's not true, according to the Mordechai. That's not true at all. It was only in the specific case of the Gemara where they were mahan of the balabayas, or the Tum has another case later on in the Gemara. He has a case where if the shomer sachar was watching a bunch of stuff, and some of it was nenas, he was watching 30 saw of tfuah and one saw was nenas, so he's nishbon li tzcharan. If he was pasheya and he lost some of the tfuah, he would forfeit his schar. If he was nenas, he doesn't forfeit the schar. But there I was taka nena, because even though on the one saw you lost, but I saved you 29 saw. So again, I saved you, I did a tremendous amount. And I guess presumably the price of watching 29 saw is not much different from the price of watching 30 saw. So again, there taka, I'd be nishbon li tzcharan, because I was mahani. Mashen came in a case where the entire thing you were watching is lost, and the balabais is out the money. There he learns that the Mordechai seems to have learned, or at least the Mordechai as understood by the Haggadah Mordechai, with Taka learns, not like everything we've been saying until now, that there is no din of Nishbon Litol Scharan. However, the Tumim comes out, and this is the Shita of the Nesivus also in Shin Lamadal, as well as the Nesivus in Shin Gimel. That's not Pshat of the Mordechai. They both say, the Tumim and the Nesivus, the Mordechai is Mechalik between an onus that happened to the Chefetz of the Balabayas versus an onus that happened to the Shliach. we're talking about cases, the Mordechai was talking about a case where the onus happened to the shliach. The tumim is madgish that the bad guys were after him. They wanted him for some reason. Sivis doesn't say they're after him, but he just says they stopped him, so he's the one who couldn't do his job. So that's weiter an onus that happened. Sivis compares it to chala, which is something that happened to him. Not sure if the Nesivis means dafka, if it wouldn't have happened to somebody else, or even if it would have. But either way, the Nesivis and the Tumim learn when the onus happened to the Shliach, that's the din of the Mordechai, that's when you're Patrim. Hashenkin, if it happened to the property of the Balabayas, for example, the thing you're watching was destroyed, the Shkolim were stolen, the thing you're watching was Nanas, Ballistim Mizuyan, then since you, the Shliach, you're here, you're ready to do your job, then Avada, you do get your Schar. They come out, though, basically you only get Schar for the work you did, you don't get Schar for the work you didn't do. The tomb adds one more knage. Let's say you watch properly Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. On a Wednesday, it was lost. So if Wednesday it was nenas, then you get paid for the whole Wednesday too because you watched on Wednesday, or Wednesday halfway up to the point at which it was lost, but not the rest of Wednesday or Thursday and Friday. But if, however, you were pasheo all Wednesday, you still get schar for Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday because then you watched well. I guess he means if you started being pasheo in the morning, you lose the schar for whatever time you're pasheo, but that doesn't mean you lose the schar for the first 3 days. Even though it was low nana, that's a din. Since you did your job properly Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, you still get schar then. You just don't get schar for the period in which you're pashe. And if you weren't pashe, then you stop getting schar from when the chayfetz is destroyed.